Is social media a good or a bad thing for college athletes? Hi, my name is Lizzie Tomasini. I am a junior here at Idaho State University. Social media has provided instant communication that lets everyone around the world to see your successes and failures. With more people watching than ever and tracking athletes' data, information spreads like wildfire. It could be about anything, from athletes' performances on the field to their personal relationships off the field. Athletes have used social media as a way to make hundreds and thousands of dollars through NIL or brand deals. Social media has also provided a way for kids through adults to comment about anything on athletes, teams, or organizations. In this podcast, I'll talk about the advantages and disadvantages of social media in sports. Social media can be used as a promotional tool for athletes. They can promote athletes' careers by allowing athletes to build their personal brands and get sponsorships or NIL deals. This allows athletes to connect with the community and fans outside of the field. Athletes show fans the behind the scenes of getting ready for their game, their recovery, or what they eat in a day that most spectators don't get to see with their performance on the field. Athletes can also use their popularity for opportunities to do something outside their sport. For example, the Cavender twins, Haley and Hannah, were at Miami playing women's basketball. They got popular on TikTok, and because of their TikTok career, they were able to go into modeling. Social media has also provided a bunch of statistics for fans to see. Fans have access to instant data and team records. They usually also have a favorite team, and because they have a favorite team, they love to gamble their money on their team or favorite player in order to feel connected to them. When fans place their money, they feel more connected and often view that team as their own. Social media has also allowed fans to access stats so they can make more confident predictions about who is more likely to win a game or what player will score the greatest number of points. Even with all the positives that social media has, there are negative effects to it that affect athletes. Social media also can make student athletes' well-being worse. Anxiety, stress, and pressure from fans are some of the most common things that affect student athletes. Anxiety is really easy to occur in student athletes when they compare themselves to others, either in the classroom or on the field. Stress also occurs when student athletes try to make themselves as presentable and likable to as many people as possible. Also, athletes tend to put a lot of pressure on themselves due to upholding a certain image or standard that the others around them look at. Another issue that social media causes is the spread of negative comments. This could be threats, body shaming, sexual harassment, or cyberbullying. 51% of Division I men's basketball student athletes have reported that their social media accounts are flooded with negative comments based on how they performed. These comments include criticism and threats from individuals who have placed bets on their games. This means that majority of Division I men's basketball players have had social media abuse. Also, athletes, especially females, usually obsessed with how their body looks and how it performs on the field. Social media creates problems for food and body-related pressures for athletes. Social media has caused many spectators to comment on athletes' bodies while they hide behind a screen. This makes it so the focus goes away from how good an athlete performed to how their appearance might look on and off the field. This affects the mental and physical health of the student athletes. Athletes will starve themselves to look a certain way, even though the body they have now has helped them get to where they are today. There are ways to help address the negative aspects of social media. One solution would be to monitor the athlete's social media accounts because it would protect the athletes as well as the universities. For athletes, this method could help by recognizing negative comments or posts early on, which would then be reported and deleted from social media. For universities, this could help with their university image because any negative comments or posts on their athlete can reflect back on the university. In conclusion, social media has an upside and a downside for student athletes. Some athletes stay away from it because they don't want to see the negative comments or have the pressure of an individual's opinion on social media. On the other hand, other athletes stay on social media because it helps them stay relevant, build their brand, and allow them to have an opportunity to get an NIL deal. Depending upon how an athlete uses it is social media, it can be used as a tool or have a negative impact on an athlete's mental health.